The Christ Hospital Health Network and Premier Health, named top hospitals in Cincinnati and Dayton by U.S. News, have joined forces to deliver specialized cardiovascular care to the community. This partnership gives you access to leading experts and advanced treatments for complex heart conditions close to home. With expanded services and cutting-edge technology, we're doing everything it takes to provide world-class heart and vascular care together. Learn more at premierhealth.com/together.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, on the grind.
I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Make money, make money, money, money.
Hold out here for a pill.
Yeah,
when they tryna get this money for real.
I want to find a thing to save my life, so I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Money! Show me the money!
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got a playoff episode. Woo! Man, screw Thursday Night Football. Let's get that out of our memory bank. Cooper Kupp, I'm still pissed at him. I know everybody else is too. Such bullshit, man. And shout out to Corey showing love on Rumble. What up, bro? He said, screw YouTube. Yes, sir. Everybody come to Rumble. Go join over there. It's like the exact same experience, only a whole lot better, only a whole lot better. And if you guys are not subscribed as a paid member over on Rumble, hit that subscribe button so you get 20 entries into the raffle that we got going down tomorrow. It's going to be happening throughout the first set of games. It's going to be super fun. And for everyone watching this on replay, we got a bunch of info and the title, the easy way to win your fantasy football playoff matchup. It's all about getting the correct starts and sits. So just pay attention to everything going down with the starts and sit questions. Shout out to Emil. What up? Emil said, with Tillman and Njoku possibly out. I mean, shit, they already said Tillman's out. And pretty sure they said Njoku was like not going to play a couple days ago. So even though they haven't like officially made him out, I feel like he's not playing. He said, am I crazy for wanting to start Elijah Moore over Devonta Smith? No. Like it's a really bad matchup for Devonta Smith for sure. So yeah, that's not super crazy, but man, Elijah, I want to score more. I don't know. I get super nervous. Hey, shout out to Devo over on Rumble, throwing in a $10 super chat. You the man. I'm gonna go get these marked down. As of right now, get in all the super chats and everything you can get in today and tomorrow, because we got a dope ass raffle, man. We got a signed Ricky Williams college jersey, at least the college colorway. We got a signed Sir Joe Mix-a-Lot jersey. We got a $200 electronic Dr. Dabber dab rig. We got Heisman t-shirts. I'm getting 420 crew t-shirts in. There's going to be one or two that are going to be up for raffle. Tyson 2.0 grinder. There's going to be around like 10 things, getting raffled off tomorrow. So get in whatever you can, as far as the super chats go. And don't forget, if you're on YouTube and you don't want to hop anywhere else, 420superchat.com. And then you can buy the raffle tickets in increments of a dollar. And Corey said, are all the Patriots wide receiver dart throws? Yeah, and I don't really want to play any of them, because the Cardinals, they've been really stingy. They really have lately. Foxborough News, what up? 16-man, half PPR. Should I run Murray or Goff? I'm leaning Goff. I feel like that New England Cardinal game could be pretty low scoring. Hey, shout out to Luis. What up, bro? Said Sharp sitting on the wire, and I picked him up. Good. Tough decision. Do I sit Monty in to play Sharps for the ceiling or keep Monty in? I'm probably keeping Monty in. I mean, it's a really good matchup for him versus the Bills. I mean, shit, Bills are giving up a crazy amount of points to running backs. And you already know that most teams, their MO is going to be to keep the ball away from Josh Allen. And like, what's a way that you keep the ball away from Josh Allen? You run the ball. So I'm just like, even though I think Goff still has a good game as well, I think a lot of it's going to be predicated off of the run. And once they get the run going, that'll open up the lanes for guys like Amon-Ra as well. But yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. It's tough because Sharps could outscore Monty. Like, he really could. I just feel like that matchup is just, like, so juicy, though. Who else do you got who you might be able to, like, you know, swap? Hey, Kelly, what up, what up? What up, Matt? He said Cooper Kupp needs new glassware because it had a leak and it came up empty. Man. Sucks, dude, for everybody who has Cooper Kupp. Really sucks, man. And yeah, shout out to Matt. What up, bro? You the man. Hey, shout out to Buck. What up, Derek? And two girls, no cup, right? And Jaden, start two. Higgins, Evans, Cook, Taylor. I think I'm leaning Higgins and Taylor here. Tough matchup for Cook. And Phil, Flowers, Elijah Moore, James Cook, Najee McCormick, Bigsby, Devonta Smith. Me too. I think I'm leaning Bigsby. And it's tough because someone literally asked about the Devonta Smith and Elijah. I want to score more. Whew. Oh, man. I'm going to say Bigsby. And say Bigsby, and I'm gonna say Cook. It's tough, man. Kelly said they say Breece will play. Think he should start in leagues. It's a really good matchup. It's so tough. Like, I mean, I wanna say yeah, but then I also want to be like, no, he shouldn't be like an automatic start. It really depends on the options that you have. It really does. And shout out to MD on Facebook. What up, what up? Yeah, it sucks, man. It really does. It really does because we draft him so high and we kind of don't even want to play him. It's tough. And he screwed us like so many weeks, man. What up, Frank? Speaking of Hall, Frank says Charbonnet, Hall, or Stevenson. Man, kind of just leaning Charbonnet on this. Yeah, got to do it, man. Got to do it. Shout out to Frank. What up, bro? And Corey said, start two, MVS, Waddle, Thielen, QJ, Mike Wilson, Dubs. Thielen? Thielen and Waddle. There we go. MD said, I'm from Bangladesh. Nice. What up, bro? Shout out. And Luis, 8-man PPR stack. I'm running back. I got Chuba Mixon starting. JT. I was going to flex Monty and with the K9 news. Picked up Sharps. Okay. All right. Yeah, Monty would be the flex guy out of those guys, I feel. And, yes, it's tough, man. I feel like I just want to roll Monty, man. I feel like I want to do it. It's tough, though. It's tough, man, because Charbonnet, fuck, man, if he throws out, you know, what he did last week, we're all going to be pissed if we sit him. Monty's just been, like, so good. And Buck said McCormick versus Atlanta, Tracy versus Baltimore. Leaning Tracy. Both teams are pretty stingy against the run, but Atlanta's really stingy against the run. And it's weird because you wouldn't think that as bad as like their defense has looked like at times, but yeah, Atlanta's been really stingy, even more stingy than the Ravens. So yeah, I'm leaning Tracy as well. And Frank said, I'm still torn between London and AJ Brown. Tough matchup. Yeah, it really is, dude. I mean, it's kind of on paper, it's kind of a tough matchup for both because the Raiders don't give a bunch of points up to the wide receivers. I feel like I'm just rocking AJ Brown. Yeah, I feel like I'm just rocking AJ Brown. Because two big plays could be more than what London does the entire time. And MD say you're so nice. Appreciate you, bro. Come over to YouTube. Type in Fantasy Football Hustler. And Corey said, start two. A-Chain Stevenson, Isaiah Davis. I mean, if Breece plays Isaiah Davis, I don't, you know, we shouldn't even be trying to deploy him, like, at all. So, yeah, I would go the other two, A-Chain and Stevenson. Yeah. All right. Don't forget, guys, if you have not reserved your spot in the fantasy playoff leagues, now is the time. Where my goal is to fill like 40-something of these leagues. The last couple years, last year I did slow drafts and fast drafts, but there's just more emphasis on the slow drafts and all that. But now I got like everything like planned out. We already got all the dates and the times, and the only thing I'm going to be changing is either IDP or non-IDP with those leagues. But yeah, let me know, guys. It is going to be so fun. The drafts are going to start the first week of January, and it's awesome, man. It's a 3-week league, and it's for the first 3 weeks of the playoffs. And it is so fun, man. It is so fun. And it's totally different, too. Like, don't be worried about, like, never playing in, like, a format like this, because most people haven't played in formats like this. And even if you have, it doesn't matter, because so much fluky shit happens during these playoff games that, you know, just because you have, I don't know, anybody who we think is going to go far, we just never know if it's going to happen again, you know? And, yeah, so if you guys want to stay in the loop, it's 420crew.com. If you guys are watching on Facebook or wherever you're watching, you guys can send me a direct message there. Just send it to my personal account. Whoa. Almost dropped some nugs. Dang it. I think I did drop one. Hold on. Nope. Didn't drop it. All right. Let's see. Hey, what up, John, on Facebook? Hey, and most people are on YouTube and on Rumble. If you type in Fantasy Football Hustler on YouTube, it'll pop up. Make sure you hop over there. YouTube's where it's at. And then Rumble, that's where it's really at. And John said, Goff, love Regino. Kind of a tough matchup for Love and Geno. I mean, it's kind of a tough matchup for all of these guys if we, you know, really break it down. I think I'm leaning Goff on this one. Yes. I know the other two guys on Sunday Night Football, and it could be a big, you know, could be a big Sunday Night Football matchup, but those defenses have been really good against the QBs, Packers and Seahawks, so that's where I'm leaning. And Corey, DJ Turner on IR. What do you think about Mayer now? Well, I think it's a decent matchup for him. And I'm like, he's still kind of like a dart throw like guy to me. He's still a dart throw guy to me. But if you need a dart throw, at least that's a dart throw on Monday Night Football against like maybe one of the worst secondaries like in the league. And with DJ Turner out, like Michael Mayer is like that next man up. Like, I don't know if you guys, I said that in the what's it called in the waiver wire video, is that if DJ Turner doesn't play, Michael Mayer could be a viable piece this week. But yeah, so he's still a dart throw to me. But of course, now that DJ Turner is not in, Corey, and he's on IR, I mean, yeah, Michael Mayer is going to be probably doing a little bit more similarly to what he did last week with the amount of snaps, with the amount of targets. And Lucas, Shakir or Amari? Ooh. I'm going to go Amari. It's tough, though. It's tough. And Jake was trying to stick to just flour, but the oil is coming now. Let's go.
And you can't teach that.
You can do it.
Let's Let's get it.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up.
Gab here with you. And Jonathan, what up? He said, need one out of Ridley, Keenan Allen, McConkey, if he plays. Man, I mean, I want McConkey if he plays, and I really feel like he is going to play. Let me go double check the news. Let me see here. Ooh. Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I'm going to say Ladd if he plays. If he doesn't, it's going to be Ridley. And at least we got an early game for Ladd, right? Let's go double check. It's 10 o'clock game, right? Ah, fuck. It's afternoon game. Hopefully we hear something. Hopefully we hear something. Because, I mean, you got Ridley in the morning game. Oh, but you do have Keenan Allen in the late game. So either way, you wouldn't be screwed if you held out for Ladd. And Corey said Mayer or Fant. Ooh. Man, this one's tough, man. Because Fant has a really good matchup this week, also. Shout out to Mobin on Rumble. I think I'm going to go Mayer. No, I think I'm going to go Fant as of now until we hear if it's Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder. Is that fair, Corey? Mobin said, what a snoozer Thursday. Bro, man, that game fucking sucked. That game fucking sucked. And MD, what up? And Jake said, Dalton sneaky pickup. And Joku, I don't want to play. Probably will get hurt during the game. I mean, he's probably not going to play anyways. Man, I mean, and yeah, Dolphins have allowed the most points to tight end for four straight weeks. Yes, yeah, it's kind of Well, they didn't give up anything to the Jets, and they didn't really give up anything to Green Bay. But weeks 10, 11, and 12, I mean, they gave up a lot of points. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, it depends on your options. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a matchup play for sure. I just get so nervous about Schultz. Like, they just don't really like him. You know, they just don't really like him. It sucks. And Mike said, DK or Elijah, I want to score more. Man, it's crazy that Elijah Moore is in the mix with like guys like DK, but it's because I don't think DK does good this week. Like, that's what sucks. Like, I really don't think that he does good this week. And like, it's crazy to think that I would play Elijah, I want to score more over DK with the playoffs on the line. I'm going to stick with DK, but it's just because it might be getting too cute, but there's definitely a chance that Elijah Moore could outscore DK. And Luis said Bowers, Metcalf, Hopkins at the flex, leaning Bowers. And Corey said, of course it's fair, bro. You know, I'll be back tomorrow, Monday. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Cause, that we might even hear later today. I mean, you know, if Aiden O'Connell's actually going to play or not, you know, because today's kind of like their Friday practice. And how about this? If it's Aiden O'Connell, I probably will play Mayer. But if it's Desmond Ridder, I don't want any parts of anybody on the Raiders with Desmond Ridder. And Mobin said, I'm still on the fence between Fergie and Otten, man. I feel it, bro. Man. I mean, what's crazy is, like, no matter how you slice it, if we are talking about the matchups, Fergie has, like, one of the best matchups, if not the best matchup. And then for Otten, he has one of the worst matchups, if not the worst matchup. So that's the thing that that sucks. Is like, do we start the stud or do we start the guy who has the amazing matchup? And I feel like I feel like I'm gonna go Fergie in this one. And Mobin said my waiver options are Freiermuth, Johnson, and Mayer. Man, I like Freiermuth. So I know that like people probably don't even realize it, but the Eagles have been one of the best matchups for the tight ends over the last like 4, 5, 6 weeks, something like that. Let me go pull this up and I'll tell you exactly. I mean, 3 out of their last 5 games, really good numbers. Let me see. Let me even do it since week 8. If we go since week 8, because it looks like since week 8, they've been a really positive matchup. Yeah, I mean, there's only been 2 games since week 8 that the Eagles have like shut down the tight ends. And we're talking about guys like Kosicki, Ingram or Strange, one of the two. I can't remember who was playing in week 9. They shut down Fergie, but then Ertz did his thing. And then they shut down the Rams tight ends, whoever that was. And then Baltimore and Carolina both had positive matchups. And yeah, what's that? I want to start Fergie, but he hasn't done shit all year. Exactly, Mo Ben. Like, that's why, you know. Fuck Fergie. Like, with all those other options that you got, yeah, dude, I'd be going Freiermuth or Mayer. And I feel like I want to go Freiermuth. We've just seen more of a connection with him and Russ over the last couple weeks. So I'm going the Muth. And Kelly, would you start Jonnu Smith over James Conner? I feel like no. The Texans have been really, really stingy against the tight ends. It's not a good matchup for Connor either. But I would just assume there's going to be more volume for Connor. And, I mean, the thing that's good and bad about Jonnu is, I mean, look, he only needed one drive to get solid enough points to where we weren't mad at him. But, man, it was like they didn't care about that like the whole game. They didn't care about that the whole game. And Corey, Stroud or Baker? Let's see. Because the Dolphins, they've been a little bit more friendly to the quarterbacks than they were a while ago. And Chargers kind of are not. I mean, 2 good games against the Chargers in the last 5 weeks. And, you know, they faced guys like Kirk Cousins, like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Like, I mean, 3 really good quarterbacks. They didn't give up much points to those guys. And Dolphins, I mean, it's not like they're an amazing matchup, but they're way better of a matchup than they were at the beginning of the season. And, you know, for that reason, I think I'm going CJ. All right. There's some ugly, ugly games going down this week. Let me pull up my on-screen stats here just so I could go through some of these games. Because, yeah, man, that's such bullshit with the 49ers and the Rams. I mean, they got nowhere close to that 49 over-under. Yo, what up, Ryan?
You got perfect timing. About to start a little puff puff giving this motherfucker.
I got two strains. I got I got the onion ring and I got the OGs. And it's like O-H-G-E-E-Z, like OGs. Yeah, let's smoke it up. And what up, Jay Phil? Said, would you play Swift, Warren, or Spears if Pollard sits? I'm leaning Spears. Leaning Spears. And Emil said, onion ring sounds delicious. Super nice. Super nice. Onion ring's crazy. When's that meetup in Vegas, OG? Well, so I think we're planning for January 2026. I think that's what we're planning for. I think that's what we're planning for. Whew. Yeah, see, we, you know, like, I just don't even know if I want to plan a Vegas, like a Vegas draft in August. I might be traveling around some places in August. We may do a Los Angeles meetup for a draft this August. And Kelly said Tracy, Ray, Ray McLeod, Friermuth, One Flex. It's between Friermuth and Tracy. And I think I'm leaning Friermuth slightly. Toyota One, what up, what up? He says, salute to the Huss and to the crew. Said, here at work, windy and rainy as day. Oh, shit, super slow. Weather is scaring people away, but got to stay till 6 still. Hey, I mean, nobody wants to do anything in California when it's fucking raining, bro. I mean, I feel the same way in Vegas. Like, in Vegas, if you're in some parts of town, like, when the flooding fucking happens, like, it's ridiculous in Vegas. And, hey, shout out to Song. But yeah, man, I hate going out when it's raining. I just would rather not even do it. Stay at home, smoke weed. And Corey, CJ Stroud or Rodgers? Ooh. I think I'm going to go Rodgers in this one. It's close. And glad that you could join us while you're at work, Toyota One. Yeah, hopefully it's a nice and easy day and you guys get paid just for chilling. Because it sucks having to be at work, but it's awesome to be at work when it's like it's one of those days that nobody wants to come in. Hell yeah. it was kind of the exact opposite the last couple industries that I worked in. Working in marketing for real estate agents. If it was ever rainy in an area, that meant these real estate agents weren't going out into the field because nobody wants to really see houses when it's raining and shit. So then that's when these motherfuckers would call me. And sometimes it was good because sometimes I'd be able to upgrade some people, make some money. And then sometimes it was bad because some of these people only call in to bitch. And, you know, now they had something to bitch about. Couldn't go show houses, so now they got to bitch about something else. And then when I worked at the grocery stores, worked at Vons or Safeway, if you guys know it is Safeway, for a bunch of years. And, man, if it was ever raining or gonna rain or something, motherfuckers, like, came in and, like, bought shit like they were fucking about to be a flash flood or something. Uh-oh, cricket noises at Army-Navy game. Is that what's going down right now? And bro, remainder of season, non-PPR, cup or Dowdle? Well, I mean, after fucking Thursday, I'm like, fuck cup, right? But, I mean, it's going to be a really good matchup. It's going to be a really good matchup for Dowdle this week. So, I don't know. Give me more context besides that. Like, why do you have to pick one or the other? And Toyota One said, digging the shirt. I got one of those. Hell yeah. Repping the 420 crew, guys. If you don't have one yet, it's 420crewmerch.com. You can go get them for like $15 right now. 420crewmerch.com. Facebook.com. Yes, sir. Go rep the squad. There's like 9 different designs, I believe, on there. And yeah, I think those designs they'll keep us going for a little while. But yeah, always thinking about getting like new designs. But yeah, it is we gotta pay for these ones already. We gotta pay for these ones. And Emil said, yeah, fuck Cup. Puka gets all the targets, it looks like. Well, I mean, it's just when, I mean, the whole offense was just, like, stagnant, you know? So that's really what, like, sucked about it. Because, I mean, look at the week before. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like that the week before. It was, I mean, Puka's still got crazy amount of targets and stuff. But, you know, it's not like Cup got left out in the dust, didn't he? He still got a touchdown, right? And, you know, but. Puka's the guy, man. Puka's the guy. He really is. He really is. And for the flex position, okay. Well, see, I mean, that's going to be on a week-by-week basis. Like, if you would have asked me this week, I would have said Dowdle's the better matchup, but probably still riding or dying with Cup because he plays a lot from the slot. But, yeah, didn't work out so well. Toyota one, I want to get that Nug Live one. Yeah, the Nug Live one's dope. I'm partial to the one that says 420 crew, and it's like the hand, and it's like it's a C, but it's like holding the joint at the same time. I like that one. Yeah, we said if Ritter plays, we still start Bowers over Metcalf or Hopkins. Probably. It's a really good matchup. Yeah, it was really Michael Mayer that I was, you know, super nervous about. I mean, I know Hopkins could have a decent game. He just doesn't play that much. Like, that's the thing that's kind of tough about Hopkins. He plays like half the snaps. Bill said, yeah, but Cup's playing second fiddle to Puka. Well, yeah, but, like, Cowboys also, like, suck, you know? I mean, they've had, like, good games, like, here and there. It all depends on the matchups. I haven't really looked past, you know, the matchups. I mean, see, look, Dowdle plays the Bucks next week. Bucks have been, like, second against the run over the last, like, 5 weeks. Like, I'm not just blindly starting him. And the Rams play the Jets. Like, that's a way better matchup than it was this week versus San Francisco. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I would be playing one or the other based on who has a better matchup between those guys. And Toyota one, yeah, the one that Hess was wearing. Yeah, yeah, that was the one. That was the one. Bill said, I live in Washington. It's been raining for days. Oh, shit. No game in Washington right now, though, right? Or Seattle. Oh, shit. I already don't like a lot of the wide receivers for in that game. The secondaries are just tough for the Packers and the Seahawks. Interesting. But man, we appreciate the insight. We got people all over the country and shit, sometimes all over the world on these streams. And Bill, which I'm assuming I posted this live stream into a lot of the fantasy Facebook groups. Which Facebook group are you finding me in right now? Is Seattle had a site? Oh shit! So it's crazy in Seattle right now. Okay, so a lot of Charbonnet is what you're saying, huh? A lot of Josh Jacobs is what you're saying. Yeah, I already don't like the I've been kind of I really want to sit everybody, you know, in the wide receiver game, except for maybe JSN. That's probably the only one who I'd play with any kind of confidence. Hey, shout out to Hollywood. What up? What up, Hush? Just checking in real quick to see if your answers change between needing 3 of the Myers, Worthy, Stevenson, Coleman, and Jay Reed. Coleman, Stevenson, and Myers. So I don't know if that answer changed or not, but Coleman, Stevenson, and Myers. They said Coleman's playing. Yeah.
He's good to go. All right. Here we go. Fantasy football advice. Okay. I wonder which one, because there's like a dozen of those. Is it the one with like 100,000 people in it, or like 90 something thousand, whatever it's at? Fantasy football advice, experts, gurus, and beginners. Or it could just be the fantasy. There is one that's just fantasy football advice. So I guess it could be that one too. But thanks for the insight, Bill. And Zach said, start lad, DJ, I want to score more. Or Brian Thomas. I am leaning lad as of right now. And no matter what, you got the pivot in DJ Moore if lad doesn't play. Yeah, Emil said, Bill, come to YouTube. Yeah, type in Fantasy Football Hustler on YouTube. And Bill said, I'd be playing Ken Walker, but he's injured. Yeah, man, sucks, dude. Ken Walker getting hurt fucking sucks. And Ron said, Ridley over Shakir for the upside. I'm leaning that way. Yeah. All right. Whew. Let's go through some of these matchups here. So the Washington, New Orleans, 43 is the over-under. It's trash. Cleveland and KC, 45 is the over-under. That's ugly. Cincinnati, Tennessee, 47. Miami and Houston, 47. Giants in Baltimore, 43. I'm gonna go look at some of these bets. And Jets in Jacksonville, 40 and a half. That's ugly. Carolina and Dallas, 43. Tampa Bay Chargers, 45 and a half. Indy Denver, 44 and a half. New England, Arizona, 46. This is crazy, though. The Detroit Buffalo, 54 and a half. That might be the highest over under that I've seen all year. Right. Okay, Bill. 85K. Okay. Yeah. So it's not the one that I'm the admin of. The one that I'm the admin of. It's fantasy football advice, experts, gurus, and beginners. And there's like 99,000 in there. But sweet. Glad you found me, bro. Glad you found me. I go live all the time on that account. Follow the account that I'm streaming from. That's my personal account, and that's where I'm able to like share it like everywhere. And I go live there on Facebook all the time. YouTube, Rumble, Twitch, all that also. Miami, Houston. So if we're talking about defenses, I would be going, are you talking the defenses over there? Because I don't know if I want to play either one. And then Jaden Daniels or Sam Darnold. Ooh, I probably got to go. I mean, it's tough to sit Sam Darnold after what he did last week. I think I got to go Jaden Daniels for that, for the upside versus the Saints. And Buck, he said, what's up to all my Purdy owners? It's been real, man. Bill said, yeah, weed's legal in Washington. Yeah, I mean, Washington and Denver, they were like the first ones to fully legalize weed for recreational. I'm in Vegas, and I used to live in Cali, so, you know, I'm used to it being legal where I'm at. Hey, Toker One, what up? Hey, Magic Man, golfer hurts. Ooh, so tough, man, but I think I'm going to roll golf here. Think I'm going to roll golf. Dang, Vegas has Elijah Moore's over under at 43.5. Crazy. Yeah, I'm gonna try to look to I went Daniels and Dowdle this week. Okay. Oh, nice. So you played Dowdle over Cup. Nice. Yeah. Good move. Good move. Yeah, I'm trying to look, do a big parlay here, but I gotta try to find all these ones that seem like easy money. But yeah, I feel like with no Tillman and potentially no no Njoku, I do feel like Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore can hit the over. Let's see. And Juan, what up? Except for the flex, Jacoby, Mooney, Stevenson, Worthy, MVS, Breece Hall, Tucker Kraft also. If I'm just picking one, I'm going Mooney. What up, Hassan? He said, happy holidays. You ready for the Saturday Night Main Event Peacock movie? What is it? Chef Red said, roll golf sounds like slang for masturbating. Hey, yo. Phil Hurts, Daniels, Darnold, sit one. Super tough, but I'll sit Hurts. And just remember, if you think Hurts is going to get, like, I don't know, two or three tush pushes or whatever, you know, play him. It's hard to bank on. It is really hard to bank on. All right, and keep going through all these. And Bill said, I'm starting RBs or Hubbard and Mixon. Wide receivers are McLaurin and Jennings. Nice. I mean, I know Jennings wasn't really that nice this week, but pretty solid. Wow, see, look at this. Terry, 67.5. Ertz, 34.5. Definitely want the over on that. Because if nothing else, he'll be like the only one getting fucking... Are we the only one getting stuff over there? And Sad Machine, what up? For the flex, McCormick or Algier? Who? I'll go Algier. I'm not excited about either one of those guys. I'll go Algier.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Damn it. Right, Bill? Definitely can't catch in the rain. I can't stand the rain. Emil said, any inside info on what the weather's like in Steelers, Eagles? Says 8% chance of rain. and weather's 41. And the wind says 5 miles an hour northeast. And Sad Machine said one hit or quitter. Man, definitely taking more than one hit back to back, but god damn, that one got me.
Woo! Just hit the blunt one time. I got shit to do today. What the fuck? This shit right here. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. Well, why is it sparkling then? Why is it sparkling? Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Hey, shout out to Jamie. He said I called a gambling helpline for advice, thinking they were experts, but all they do is tell me to stop gambling. I was like, if I stop gambling, who's going to fund your helpline? Then I asked for a solid parlay for tomorrow, and they hung up on me. They were not helpful at all. Jamie, you're fucking savage. Oh, man. Fucking savage. Let's see. I'm going through. What the fuck? Oh no, I needed to bet on that Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy because they took the Elijah Moore away. Damn. They took the Elijah Moore away. It's because they knew it was about to be too good. Dang it, some bullshit. And Toker One said, hey, man, I finally got the money back on the shirt. Now I'm going to see if I can land one in the raffle tomorrow. Nice, nice. And then don't forget, Toker One, 420crewmerch.com. The shirts right now, they're on sale for like $15. And I think if you get like two of them or something like that, you get free shipping as well. So pretty cheap right now. Yes. And yeah, I'm waiting for the... I got an email earlier that I'm supposed to, I bought like some shirts for me and like Vanessa. And then I got to see if it's one or two that I got that are for the raffle. I got to see the sizes. All right. And yes, legalize it. Bill, what do you think of Vidal for next season? You know, I don't know. Because they could draft someone with similar draft capital, higher draft capital, and then he might not be much. They could go out and get a free agent. I don't think too highly of Vidal. Like, I wouldn't want to go out and like pay up for him in Dynasty or anything like that. Like, if that's, you know, kind of what you were asking. Let's see. Garrett Wilson above 59.5. All right, peace out, Hassan. Yeah, I'm curious though. What movie you're talking about though? That's going down. Let me see. Let's Google it. What Peacock movie comes out tonight? Let's see. Or is it a pay-per-view or something? Yeah, super curious. But yeah, Toker One, glad that you finally got that refund, man, because that's bullshit from the other company. It took fucking forever. Okay, he's my stash for next season. Okay, all right. Hey, Ryan on Facebook, what up? Said the gang sign, my son's friend was Throb the Gay.
Ryan, is that from the Mission Bay? Was that from the Mission Bay group or whatever? That just looks so funny. It was just hilarious to put that comment in there. I went to Mission Bay in 2000 through 2004. And if you had 25 or 30 like random people from like Mission Bay back then, it would have been very, very similar. I graduated with Matt Bush and with Arian Foster. Okay, nice, nice. But yeah, that was cool though, seeing a bunch of people getting together like that. Hell yeah. Yeah, MB for life. Even though I got in trouble and it was like, you know, kind of a hellhole when I was there. Hopefully it's better now. And did you go to Mission Bay also? And that was like your son who was there as well? If so, that's cool. I got the hell out of San Diego. I'm in Vegas now. And Bill, you said Vidal's your stash for next year. Is he is it a dynasty or is it a keeper? What is it? Are you just talking about he's like someone that you're going to target next year? Okay, same. I finished at Twain. Nice, nice. Yeah. I got in trouble at Mission Bay and got kicked out and then but got let back in though. I didn't get to do anything when I was senior because of that, but I got kicked out and I got let back in. I was surprised I got let back in. Doing too much back in the day. But hey, thanks for coming through, Ryan. What year did you graduate at Mission Bay? Or what year, you know, what year would you have graduated? Whatever. All right. Yeah, the raffle. Just a reminder, guys. Let me see. Most things are within arm's reach. Here goes the Ricky Williams signed jersey. Super dope. We got a Joe Mixon jersey. We got this Dr. Dabber. It's a $200 electronic dab rig. This one, the creme de la creme. For tomorrow's draft. And then we're going to have some 420 crew shirts. I don't remember if it's going to be this one. I got to see which ones. I'll let you guys know on the next show. Tomorrow, probably. Maybe tonight. We'll see. We'll probably go live tonight. Give people some more chances to get some raffle tickets in. And is there any big fights or anything on tonight? I have no idea. Okay, nice. Class of 98. Okay, so I was there right after you got the hell out of there. And Marky, do I pick up Zach Sharp? What? Zach Charbonnet, Rashad White? What the fuck? How are all these people available? How are all these people available? But yeah, you should definitely pick up Charbonnet. And yeah, I'd definitely play him over Pittman, but I guess like, tell me like all these people are available right now, like Charbonnet, Rashad White, Tracy, like all those guys are available. And shout out to Marky on Twitch, but right. Pick them all up, dude. If that's what you're saying, that all those guys are available.
Pick them up.
Oh, it's an 8-team league. Okay, that's why. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, Charbonnet would be the guy, but I'm because Rashad White, I mean, he's got a tough matchup. I mean, I like him moving forward, but really shit matchup this week. Yes, for all you IDP lovers, Trayvon Diggs is out. Yes, so that is good for Adam Thielen. Yeah. And Bill said, how do I get raffle tickets? So there's a couple ways. If you are a paid member on the website, 420crew.com, that's my private fantasy community. If you're a paid member over there, you get 2 raffle tickets for every dollar of the tier that you're on. And if you go to 420superchat.com, that's a way that you could buy the raffle tickets in $1 increments as well.
And there's a few other ways, but since you're on Facebook, like if you go to Rumble, you're able to do, you're able to sign up as a $5 member. You get 20 entries. You're able to leave super chats over there as well, where it's like a donation. Yeah. And let me see. Send me a message, Ryan, if you can. Send me a message if you can, and I'll respond and I'll give you all the info. But yeah, shout out to MB, dude. I don't really talk to anybody from Mission Bay anymore. Even the couple people that I kept up with after high school, like everybody's in their own lives now. And Marky said, would he start over Adams, James Conner? I would start Charbonnet over James Conner in a New York minute. Or do I play Adam Thielen over any of them? No, I think I would play Adams over Adam Thielen, and I would play Charbonnet over Connor and Thielen. Yeah. What up, PJ? So what up, Huss? He said, my question, D-Hop, Jaden Reed, or Thielen full PPR? Note, if Reed zeros again, I'll lose my shit. I don't want to play Reed versus the Seahawks. No, he's probably going to have Witherspoon covering him for most of the game. And, yeah, just... Nice. Ryan said everybody moved. I'm still in Claremont. Nice. Yeah, man. Dude, the rent just got so fucking expensive. We were staying in a 3-bed, 2-bath, and they were about to raise it to like $3,300 or some shit like that. And this was like 4 years ago at this point. And got the hell out of there. We came to Vegas, and now we're paying like $2,100 for a 4-bed, 3-bath, like fucking 2-car garage and backyard. And yeah, the weather sucks in for a couple months of the year, but other than that, man, San Diego's not what it used to be, man. I'm disappointed in San Diego, and so and sorry, PJ, I'm back. Don't worry. So it's D Hop or Thielen that I would be playing, and I got a feeling that I'm going Thielen. Yes, and really, with Diggs out, that makes me like Thielen even more. And if D-Hop played more than like 50, 60% of the snaps, I'd probably like him a little bit better. But I just think Thielen's going to get a lot more targets. Marky, would you start Addison over Adams? Probably not. It's a better matchup for Adams. And yeah, I know Addison balled the fuck out last week, but yeah, I'm sticking with Adams on this one. Yeah, I am. Let me see. I'm still trying to find more. More things that we can add to the parlays here. And they're locking certain bets as time's going on. And PJ said, so Walker's definitely out. I mean, he hasn't practiced all week. I mean, he's not 100% out, but I think we could stamp it that, yeah, he's going to be out. All right, cool. Let me just go respond right now. Bill, I gotcha. I'm not seeing it, Bill. Where'd you, I'm not seeing it, Bill, but here's the website though. It's 420crew.com. I'll throw it up on the screen there. Very, very easy. 420crew.com. All right. See, I don't know why I'm not seeing it, Bill, on here. All right. And And there we go. And Ryan, I just responded and sent you the link as well. I don't know why I'm not seeing Bill's message on here. All right. And Rob, what up? Sincere Pittman. SMC, I can't do it. Not versus the Falcons. They've been pretty stingy versus the running backs. And, but yeah, I'm going Pittman. And what up, Adam? He said, or wait, hold on. Darnold or Bo Nix? Darnold, nah. Yeah, Darnold. It's close, though. All right, let's see. Adam's complicated question here. I started Purdy and Jennings in my Dynasty League, so if playing from behind now, okay. Do I go all in, trade away a late 2025 first pick for Chuba Hubbard? I would have control over Hubbard next year, too. Or just leave it and roll the dice. I have two firsts next year. Just make that trade, bro. Make that trade. Hell yeah, dude. Dang, I guess Lincoln High in San Diego won the I think the state championship last night. Lincoln High School is where Terrell Davis and Marshall Falk went to high school. Hey, what up, Nigel? Nigel in the house. Hell yeah, dude. Hey, Corbin in the house. What up, bro? And Rob Cooper, Jacoby. Probably Cooper in this game. All right, let me see. I'm going to check again, Bill. Huh. I'm still not seeing it. Where's your question, Nigel? Oh, right there. My bad. Sutton or Tyreek Hill? Oh, man. We're riding or dying with Tyreek Hill. Like, it's tough. We got to get both. Got to get both in there somehow. And Toker One, my bad. Just started a question on Rumble here. BTJ, D-Hop. Metcalf, Amari Pooper Scooper, Neighbors, pick two. And let me know if you're still over there. Toker One, my bad. So it was a couple minutes ago. Cooper. Cooper and Cooper and Cooper and Cooper and Neighbors. Sorry, guys. Went into the matrix there. All right, we're back. Just clicked the wrong button there. And let's see. This is what I was trying to click on here. And hey, what up, Zeb? I saw Metallica last night. It was awesome. Hell yeah, dude. Let's see. Here. Adam said, with making that trade, do I start Chuba over DK or Mooney? Chuba over DK. Yeah. Uh-oh, what the fuck? Oh, Lions elevated. I thought it said RB, but it says Lions elevated DB. Jamal Adams, what? Jamal Adams is going to play? What? Dude, Jamal Adams is going to play? Wonder how much he's actually going to play. Dude, stays hurt. And Corbin, start two at the flex. Leggett, Calvin Austin, Javonte, not much on the waiver wire. Made the playoffs. I have Algier. Trey Benson handcuffed. Maybe start Algier in that flex instead of Javonte. I'd probably go Javonte over Algier and over those other guys. Yeah. Ugly for a lot of the other ones. And Quincy, start Jennings, Cup, Kyren, Mooney, and Lamb. Would you start McCormick over Tracy? No to McCormick over Tracy. No. And Bill, I have a couple account. I have a few different accounts, and I wonder if you're messaging me on a different one. Because I'm not seeing it. Yeah, went into the Matrix. Had to get some weed. And now we're gonna smoke some onion ring. Went into the Matrix. It would look like I was gone for 10 seconds, but I was really gone for 10 hours. But we fast forwarded and rewinded all the way back. PJ said that 49ers guy should have pulled an Antonio Brown when he didn't feel like playing. At least it would have been viral. Yeah. What's his name? Devondre Campbell. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, man. What a way to go out. It's because they're trash, dude. And Zeb, Javonte, Ford, Algier, Kenny Gainwell. Probably leaning Javonte. Zeb, Jamal Adams been dead on my IR forever, man. Right? That's why I was so surprised that it said that they elevated him to the active roster. Like, what the hell? Matt says, still watching you, and I'm kicking ass in Pokemon Go. Let's go. Corbin Leggett's got a bad wrist getting off-season surgery. Yeah, he needs it. He needs it. And Zeb, Goff versus the Bills. Caleb versus the Bikes. Hurts versus the Steelers. I'm leaning Goff. Adam, pick one out of Cooper, Connor, DK, Tracy. Leaning Cooper. Emil, you more of an indica, sativa, or hybrid smoker? Well, I probably smoke more hybrids than anything now just because most things are hybrids. But I'm all about the indicas, man. Like, I may be falling asleep and shit. And, you know, I do like certain sativas. But, like, if I just have to, like, pick from a lot of, like, my favorite strains, you know, ever, it's gonna be a lot of indica. A lot of indica blends. And seeing Aquaman and Jimmy Kimmel at Metallica last night. Nice. I mean, that Aquaman dude's a fucking weirdo. But nice for Jimmy. And Zach says the Falcons defense a good start versus the Raiders. It's a decent start for sure. Zeb said Ritter, one of the Saints backup dudes since Carr is out. It's a better matchup versus the Falcons, so I'll go Ritter or O'Connell, whoever it is. Quincy, sit one. Monty, Charbonnet, or Gibbs? Oh, man, what the shit. And... It sucks because, like, I don't want to sit any of them. I really don't. All right, nice. Bill said, found you. I'll become a member soon. Sounds good, bro. Sounds good. Yeah, we got the raffle happening tomorrow. So if you're able to get signed up, before tomorrow, you'll be added into the raffle. Oh, man, this sucks, dude. I don't even know like how to answer because I want to play all of them. All right, let's see if the weed will let me know. Charbonnet's in. I know that much. All right, let me check one piece. Yeah, Charbonnet's just a must start. You can't sit him. This one's kind of tough. Because you really got to guess right. Like, there's sometimes that Gibbs and Monty split. But then there's times where one guy gets more and the other guy gets the other. And, like, I'm going to pick Gibbs over Monty. Because it kind of, like, goes back and forth. And if like it goes this week, could go in the Gibbs way. Or was last week the Gibbs week? You know what? You know what I'm going to say, Monty? And over Gibbs. Yeah. Because Gibbs got more carries last week. And then like it's every other week. Hey, Sir Drop, what up, homie? There you go. Meals on the same page. Zeb, Daniels, Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush, Wilson, Ritter. It's Daniels, man. Two QBs and Aaron Rodgers. I am your what up? We'll catch you later, Bill. And yeah, shaboom. Zeb, Julius, Chestnut, Williams, 32-man league. Chestnut, especially if Pollard sits. I don't. Is Gibbs injured? I don't know. I don't think he is. And Sir drops Gibbs catches passes. I mean, here's the thing: they both do. Gibbs got 6 last week. Monty had 5. Gibbs had 2 the week before. Monty had 3. 3-3 the week before. Gibbs had 1 the week before that. Monty had 3. Before that, Gibbs had 2. Monty had 1. Before that, Monty had 1. Gibbs had 3. Or Monty had 3. Gibbs had 1. 1-1 the next week. So I bet for the season that they're either very, very similar. I bet they're just very, very similar on the numbers for the season as far as receptions go. Let's see. 34 receptions, 312 yards for Gibbs. Receptions, 310 yards for Monty. I mean, same shit. Let's see the touches. 180 and 771. 180 and 771. Damn, Gibbs has over 1,000 on the ground. Crazy. Dave, what up, bro? He said, who would you start the wide receiver to, Addison or Waddle? Man, leaning Addison, but it's pretty close, though. Houston's a better matchup than the Bears are for sure. And Dave, do we think Hall plays? Should I start him in the flex? Other options would be Waddle, Addison, McCormick, or Ferguson. I'd play Addison over. Well, if you're playing Addison at the wide receiver too, I'd play Waddle at the flex over over Hall. And Zeb said Drew Sample or Mo Alley Small Cox. You mean for the tight end? Damn, dude. I mean, do either one of those guys do anything at all? I'll just say Drew Sample. Yeah, that's all bad. I am your Hurts, Tua, or Dangerous. Sit one. If I got to sit one, I'll sit Dangerous. He's too dangerous this week.
It's too much of us, it's dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. I'm a flip most squad, it's dangerous.
PJ said, I'm not here for the Cox talk. Yeah. Yeah. He said Mo Alley big. I had to correct him. It's Mo Alley small. Zeb said, Jay Cook, Monty, or Higgins for the flex. Monty. Whew. All right. Who out there has been doing some gaming? I got Call of Duty, get my stripes back over there. I got the show, working on getting my character up over there. And then I got Madden, and then we got NCAA. So, like, yeah, we need to get some gaming going here. Yeah, PJ Huss. Seriously, should I start Kadarius Tony this week?
Man, fuck Tony!
Fuck Tony, double it up.
Man, fuck Tony!
You know, it was funny. Keyshawn Vaughn came back and I was able to use the Keyshawn drop.
Oh, Keyshawn!
That's one of my favorites. Barely get to use it, though. And Zeb said Addison, Shakir, Judge Judy. Judy, baby. Yeah. I'm yours, actually, with Pickens out. Probably going Hurts, Tua, but still want to know your input. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Dangerous on the bench. That's who I'd be sitting out of those three. Too dangerous.
It's too much of us. It's dangerous. Come on. So dangerous. We're so dangerous. I'm a flip most squad. It's dangerous.
All right. How about one more bowl and then we'll get out of here. And just a reminder, guys, go to 420crewmerch.com so you can get dope shirts like this or any other of the designs that are on there. I think there's 8, 9, or 10 designs on there. You can also get mugs. You can get fucking bags and sweaters and all types of shit, man. I got some t-shirts and a hoodie coming in, and then I got a couple t-shirts that we're going to do for the raffle as well. But yeah, going to be fun. Go cop one and rep 420crewmerch.com, 420crewmerch.com. Emil asking for a friend, Calcaterra or Freiermuth. Freiermuth! Freiermuth, especially with Pickens out, and Eagles have been a good matchup for the tight ends as well. Don't forget to share the show with a friend. That's always the best recommendation and the best way. And even if the friend is, if you're watching a different channel and you're in the live chat or whatever, like, I mean, Johnny, he said that was one of that's how he found out about the show, that Derek told him about the show in the Smitty chat. Yeah. So like just sharing the knowledge of this channel, man, it really helps. So if you're ever in someone else's streams live chat, just drop in the Fantasy Football Hustler name just so they know what's up. And Quincy, Thielen or Waddle? I'm going Thielen. I got a Thielen. And so is there any fights tonight? I don't not know UFC or anything going down tonight, is there? I know there's always boxing matches going down. Whew. And man, these starts and sits, it's gonna get crazy tonight. We got to hit. We got to be hitting, man. We cannot be missing during the playoffs. Whew. Oh, shit. Some good shit. Hey, what up, Bakes? He said, I said there's games tonight. No, I was asking if there was any fights tonight. Is there any college games or anything? Is bowl season already started? Like, I have no idea. You guys got to keep me up on all that. Because, yeah, not sure. And don't forget, guys, we got the raffles tomorrow. So signing up on Rumble, you get 20 entries. Subscribing on Rumble, I mean, you get 20 entries into the raffle. That's the best bang for your buck right there. Just hit that subscribe button. And Tucker One said, already enough misses in last night's game, right? Yeah. And if you go watch the start or sit video, I mean, I said don't start Debo. I said that we shouldn't start Puka and Cup, but I said we're probably just going to ride or die with them. But yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough. And Quincy, wide receiver, running back, three flexes. Bucky, Kamara, B-Rob, McCormick, Myers, Dubs, Elijah Moore, M.H., Marvin Harrison Jr. B-Rob. Elijah, I want to score more. And Kamara. That's where I'm leaning. All right. It's about that time. Been rocking for about an hour and a half. Since it is the playoffs, though, I'll be back. I'll be back tonight. We'll figure something out. I'm not exactly sure what time, so just make sure you have the notifications turned on all the way. And Compton Quest, what up? Denver or Atlanta? Go Denver off the bye. Yeah. And what Tucker One say, all you peeps betting games, I've gotten multiple alerts. Not bet again the Saints upset this week. Oh, man, you think so? Saints upsetting at home? Woo, that'd be a big upset. All right, let me finish this bowl, and we're going to get up out of here. 420crew.com and 420crewmerch.com and fantasyfootballhustler.com. Make sure you go there so you can just follow me everywhere. And we'll see you a little later tonight. If you're on Patreon, it'll let you know when we go live. Peace out. See you guys then.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
The Christ Hospital Health Network and Premier Health, named top hospitals in Cincinnati and Dayton by U.S. News, have joined forces to deliver specialized cardiovascular care to the community. This partnership gives you access to leading experts and advanced treatments for complex heart conditions close to home. With expanded services and cutting-edge technology, we're doing everything it takes to provide world-class heart and vascular care together. Learn more at premierhealth.com/together.